Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Don't Panic is a new comedy podcast from Wondery that leans into our most absurd anxieties and diffuses them with humor and actual advice. Listen to Don't Panic on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs, everybody. Hi, I'm Ronnie. Please welcome to the show the gorgeous, the talented Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So good to see you, seeing you on your beautiful lake view, Ben.
Oh, yeah. You know, I decided to travel on out to Crappy Lake to record today's episode, so here I am.
What a beautiful lake.
Enjoying this hot Illinois sunshine.
Yeah. Well, everybody, welcome to the show. This is on demand, obviously. We are on video every day now, so if you would prefer video recaps, come over to Crappens On Demand on Patreon. We also do videos, bonus episodes every week on that level. This week is going to be our Amazon Prime shopping special. We love doing those. We shop together on Amazon Prime. It's so fun. Come join. Don't be stupid.
Can't wait. Oh, I've already got a list of things that I'm in the market for, and I'm ready to see those deals.
Yes. Celebration of capitalism. Love it. Okay.
Love
capitalism
it.
With the capital C word. Come on over. So thanks for being with us, everybody. Super fun week. We had a week off, so thanks for allowing that, because that was great. And now we're back living our best lives. I mean, really. I mean, who could ask for anything more? We've got Welcome to Crappy Lake. That just showed up on Bravo Town. Love a little Crappy Lake, Ben. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was better than I thought it would be. I thought it was, I'm always
that's
scared.
That's like a 5-star review.
Yeah, I'm always scared when Bravo tries to do a comedy show. I always feel like they kind of fail. And this one was definitely entertaining. I think that it's a testament to Luann and Sonia, and honestly, how good those stars of OG Roni really are. I also feel like it's a strange move. I feel like for Bravo, because I know this is a way to drive interest leading up to the Roni premiere that's happening this coming weekend, but it's also a reminder of what they've gotten rid of in terms of personality wise, and I get not even personality wise, but in terms of entertainment value wise, and it's kind of saying I'm a little concerned that Bravo's oh, look at Luann and Sonia, aren't they outrageous? And now, please welcome a fashion influencer. And so I'm okay, Bravo, interesting move. You're reminding us of what we're losing right before we get the new people. And, we've seen some of the clips on Instagram. And I'm huh. So anyway, the point is, TLDR, love Luann and Sonia.
Well, I think that they're doing it to placate people. Like, the people who are I refuse to watch anyone because it's not going to be Luann, Sonia, and Ramona. I think they're placating them. I mean, okay, you can still have, these all hookers over here, and you can also have the new ones. I personally support the New York so far. I don't see anything wrong with this so far. They're already fighting over cheese. Me, I'm fine with it. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But so far, we've got this princess of a show, which works really quite well. And, you were talking about fashion influencers. I think that Luann could be a fashion influencer if it was the 1800s, and anytime a woman had an affair, they would tie stones around her neck and make her jump in a lake until she drowned or something. Because Luann's statement necklaces are literally, can you swim in those? You're going to die. They're the biggest things I've ever seen tied around somebody's necks. And I just keep thinking, who did you cheat on in the 1800s? Okay. Don't be that kind of fashion influencer. Come back. Come back from the lake. You're going to die in those necklaces.
I have to say, I am like really always impressed with Luann's statement necklace game. They're, you know, in the episode of Below Deck that's going to be airing Monday night, tonight, I believe. You're going to see a statement necklace. That's all I can say. And you're going to see that, like, statement necklaces are not always, they don't, one thinks you just put one on, but it really does take a skill to actually make it look good. And Luann has that. And I think you'll see that on Below Deck.
She's upping it. She's not just wearing one. She's wearing like five, okay? It's like she's taking one that are made out of tree trunks, and then she's taking another one with the stones from Stonehenge, and then she's taking another one that are just like gold-plated like hubcaps. I don't even fucking know, but they're huge. They're huge. Mm. And she's mixing and matching humongous statements together. And I just say, you know what? Good for you and your neck strength.
Yeah. Is there anything that she can't do aside from hit a note? I don't think so.
Or I don't think so. we start in Benton, Illinois, population 16. And we start at the Motel Benton. Mm-hmm. And the guy who owns it, this is the Patel couple. His name mm-hmm. is Akash. And he's changing the sign. And he's saying, "Welcome, Hollywood." And his wife's like, "It would be nice if we had an exclamation point, fucking Akash, okay? How many years have I asked you for one fucking exclamation point, Akash, and you can't even do that? Now we're going to look like fucking idiots with Hollywood coming."
I know. Also, so adorable that they think that this is Hollywood, that Luann and Sonia are Hollywood.
Well, they don't know who it is. They just know that it's a celebrity. And really, that could mean anything these days. You know what I mean?
That's true. And this is a big rope-a-dope. Like, I actually feel bad for this community. You know, Ronnie has The Simple Life behind him on his video screen today, because this show obviously has the DNA of The Simple Life. And so I'm sure these people on some level are thinking, well, maybe it'll be celebrities, like maybe it'll be famous people, but maybe it really will be someone like a Paris Hilton type. Maybe it'll be Paris Hilton again. Maybe it's like older, wiser Paris Hilton. Maybe this is a reboot.
Right.
So, like, I think everyone's excited for some, like, real deal star power to come through. So, no, they're like, get that exclamation like point up.
It's not like the earthquake, whatever happened in Jurassic Park, and then Amber came, and then it encrusted Paris and Richie, what's her name, Nicole. And it just, like, kept them until something, like, got through that Amber, and then, you know, they came back out, and they were the same. This is like the dinosaurs just kept aging, and then they started filming them way later.
Yeah.
there was no preservation in Amber on this show. Okay.
By the way, I also want to mention that they truly interviewed everyone in this small town for the show, because, like, there's so many people on screen. There's, like, Sarah, and there's the city clerk, and then there's the coal miner, and there's the person who's, like, the cheer captain, and then there's so many people, and I'm barely keeping them all straight in my head. But
the coal miner was the best, because they literally dug the coal miner out of the coal. They were like, come up here, coal miner guy. We need you. He's like, "Well, hi, I'm here from the coal mine." He's like coughing out a poof of like pig pen smoke, you know, like peanuts.
Yeah. They're like, we got celebrities up here, and he like comes up and he's like, What you dragged me out of the mine? I would rather be in a mine right now than to be watching Luann and Sonia.
So she's like, the producers ask Haral, the wife, they're like, "So, have you ever had any famous people stay at your hotel?" And she's like, "I mean, trophy hunters or like deer hunters, like people who are like that kind of famous, you know, so that's been pretty cool."
And then we cut to Luann packing, and she's got her assistant and everything. And she's like, "Oh, well, I have so many choices to make. I mean, well, there's this bangle. This one's white, and this one's off-white. And I don't know. I mean, what does one even do when there's so many fashion choices to be made?
How chunky can my necklaces be?" And we see that she's got all her backstage little cabaret. What do you call them? The plastic things?
Her lanyards, her like backstage passes and stuff. Yeah.
They're all hanging there. And then her assistant hates her guts, which I love. Her assistant, mm-hmm. Emily, who I believe was probably just hired for this or like isn't around that much. Because, you know, Sonia will have the same assistants for years. And we've
interns,
seen
interns, if you will.
Right. We've seen her interns. Those bitches will work for free. They don't care. They'll be there for years. Like, they literally don't care. Luann doesn't keep them. And I don't know. She just doesn't have the same kind of luck or whatever it is. But I don't think we've seen this Emily one before. But no. I don't think she likes her very much. And I know why. Because Luann just keeps treating her like an idiot. She's like, oh, look at this. It's a Louis Vuitton box. Do you know why I like taking it places? Because you can put things inside of it. Yeah, she knows what a fucking box is, dude.
I mean, we're staying in a motel. I mean, that's not going to be a ton of storage. So be sure to bring all your Louis Vuitton boxes to keep all your very important lanyards that you're going to give away to the poor people.
That thing is as big as her apartment, okay? And probably more expensive. So you're an asshole. And Emily's like, uh-huh, a box. Got it. She's and like, she's like, yeah. Well, I love an adventure. And when they asked us to help out the town of Benton, Illinois, I said, I love Benton. One of the best servants I've ever seen on television. And I think everybody should try so hard.
I said, that all sounds like a lot of fun. And, well, all I know really about it is that it's very hot and they have some lakes and I believe huge cabaret fans. But don't quote me on that. I'm excited to go.
Hello, person that didn't understand what a box was until I just explained it. Look at this little thing I bought in West Palm, or in Palm Beach, rather. Sorry, West Palm was when I was in jail. In Palm Beach, it's a little wazoo. Look. Blows it in fucking Emily's face. Emily wants this lady dead.
You understand how inhaling and exhaling works. So you inhale to get air inside your lungs, and you exhale to expel it, and ideally into a wazoo. The wazoo, by the way, is more on key than Luann ever was.
No kidding. And then she laughs, and it's like 100 trailer parks watching America's Funniest Home Videos at the same time. It's just like... It's like Carol coughing in a cave.
So we go over to Sonia's townhouse, which she still has not sold, apparently. And she's there with her interns. And Sonia's like, and there's stuff everywhere, of course, like piles and piles. And Sonia's like, oh, I'm very organized, even though I don't look organized. I mean, these are pads for my leaking liposuction. I'll just put these here. And she starts putting like ice packs like under her armpits and stuff. Because I guess she got lipo ahead of this TV show.
Yeah. And Alex is like, where'd you get liposuction? And she's like, here under my arms, this section here. Oh my God, they were so disgusting. Got rid of that. Got rid of this. And, the producer asked her what she knows about Benton, Illinois. And she's like, what does anyone know about Benton? I fucked him once.
Both the servant and Lloyd Benson, former Democratic nominee for vice president. Mm. So then we cut to some people in Benton.
And no, this lady is my favorite because it's a cheer coach. And already, yeah. You know, because I'm very interested by proxy in cheer because of my nieces. Or, well, my one niece, Cadence, is a cheer girl. So there's a cheer coach, and she's like, I would describe Benton as a small town with family life. And then we cut to fucking little girls selling lemonade without any kind of permission from the city. I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. No, but none of those little brats applied for this job. And then we see behind cheer coach, she's doing this from the high school, and she's standing in front of a trophy case, but it's all full of volleyball and basketball trophies and no cheer trophies. So you wouldn't describe Benton as a big cheer town. That's worse shit, would you? Like, why would you pose in front of that? You're disappointing.
Wow, really just taking Linda Smith down a peg.
But Linda, like, why would you let
she's like the town
so
pharmacist
stupid.
She's like, you know, they like interviewed her like, what do you do? She's like, well, I work at the pharmacy. I mean, I also do like the cheer captaining on the side, but mainly I'm a pharmacist. That's where I got my degree from. They're like, got it, we're just gonna say you're the cheer captain. She's like, okay. And now here we are. Boo. Win more medals, Linda Smith.
Get a better captain, Linda Smith. I mean, if you're going to...
Have you heard of a pyramid?
If you're the fucking pharmacist, put some Xanax behind you. Something we can cheer for. But volleyball trophies when you're the cheer coach? I'm disappointed.
Then we get to Carolyn Carter, who is an elder care professional. I was like, okay. I don't know why it struck me as amusing, because she herself She didn't look young necessarily. And so I was like, I don't know. I kind of feel like it was an odd choice for me. I don't know, to be for that.
You only want young people working for elder care?
I don't want someone who looks like she might herself need elder care to be my elder care. Like if I'm getting care, I don't want someone who looks like me to be caring for me.
Shit, that's when I'm going into elder care, when I have big old meemaw hair like this lady. That's when you need to feel young the most.
You know, I'm gonna go be true. Like,
yeah, look at me. People slapping my ass, calling me tits.
You know, Carolyn Carter's like, I'm 35 years old.
We have not heard a moisturizer in Benton yet. So,
I am such thanks. An asshole. But thanks, anyway, thanks. she's like, everybody knows everybody usually. And then we get Bob Rea. Rea? It's R-E-A. Bob Rea.
I'm sorry. I have to point out something before we pass over to Bob Rea Perlman. This lady is standing. Okay, the background of this meemaw. Behind her is a paint. It's a pickup truck, okay? And then it's a painted sign that's leaning on the pickup truck, and it says "Sweet Corn." And I just love the, specificity of it. Rancid corn.
Did you come here for the rancid corn? Oh no, this is the sweet corn here. You want the rancid corn down the way? I just feel like, look, if I am in elder care.
You will be.
If God bless, I can make it to elder care, to the age where I need elder care. I just don't. I want someone who I feel like is not my contemporary taking care of me. If that makes sense.
She's not a contemporary. She's a with it sweet corn meemaw. Okay, she's probably just finished. I'm not getting sweet corn sign. She's very active.
I'm not digging myself out of this hole. I'm just digging it deeper. And you know what? I'm okay with that.
There is a certain thing in elder care, I think, when you're young, when you're just like a little bit younger than some. I feel like it's like a gay bar in a way. If you're like, look, I'm in my 40s, but if I meet someone who in their 50s in a gay bar, I'm like, I'm like a teenager, basically. You old fuck. I think there is that thing in elder care. Because when my Mima was in there, RIP, love you. When she was in there, I went in there one time and this lady was like, oh, that's your grandmother? Well, she's sure gone downhill. I mean, look at her. I mean, I've seen her go from here to here. I mean, God bless. And I was like, is this lady really shit-talking my meemaw's dementia right now to me? Like, she's doing so much better. I was so offended, but I was also like, I get it, you know?
Yeah. I was never more offended than when I visited my grandma, Grandma Sally, RIP, in her facility. And when I was waiting for the elevator, they had a TV screen there and showing, like, the activities. And they were like, tonight's movie is Dead Man Walking. And I was like, that feels inappropriate.
That is inappropriate.
I was like, okay, like, let's not do that. It's like a double feature of Cocoon and Dead Man Walking. I'm like,
you're like, there's wine, Dead Man Eating Pudding. Do I win something? are we just picking out obvious movies now?
It was not. I thought it was not a thoughtful moment of curation.
It's really not.
So, Bob Rea. Yeah. Yeah, Bob Rea.
Shout out to everybody Rea. In elder care right now.
Shout out. And shout out to the people who actually are doing elder care, you know. So Bob Rea, museum director, he has this. Speaking of Dead Man Walking, he goes, we had the last public execution by hanging in the state of Illinois. Like, Susan Sarandon is still by a glass window putting her fingers on it.
And then we get a shot of this museum because he's the museum director, okay? So we get a shot of this. Is it a real body that they embalmed? Because it's gray. It's like the face is half gray. It's like some country western looking guy from the 1800s sitting in a jail cell with a rifle. And the sign says John B. Moore, Democrat, 1886 and 1889. I'm like, but why is that the background? Why are you showing us that guy with a rifle as the background when you're talking about public execution by hanging? Like, shouldn't he be hanging? I'm having problems with everybody. I'm having problems with the sweet corn background, this guy's background, and the trophy background. This is like 3 for 3.
Okay, memo to Bravo. When discussing public executions, we really want to drill home the point. Could you just show a corpse swinging from a rope? It's just not enough to show the person awaiting execution. We want to just see lifeless body flopping in the breeze. Thank you so much.
Or don't show someone drowning. It's like, hey, we had our last public execution by hanging. And you show, you know, like some lady drowning from statement necklaces because she cheated on her husband in 1882.
So we also find out that there's a festival called Testicle Festival, and then we see a close-up of bull testicles. So and at BravoCon, when they previewed this show, I do believe they previewed some testicle dining. So that's coming up for us. And then
that's not so crazy to me. I'm from Texas, so we're used to some bull's balls. But yeah, those testicles are huge. I mean, they showed the testicles. Those were like some Thomas Girardi testicles.
I was going to say, that's like going into the locker room at LA Fitness, you know, just like some like Tom Girardi in there being like, so how's it going? Because, you know, like at a certain age, you just don't care anymore. And it's just, you're just standing there and those balls are just like dragging on the floor.
And I also like that, first of all the people who work there, it's ladies who work there, and they all are wearing pink tie-dyed shirt that say Testicle Festival. And then there's a guy like waving a fan sort of a thing and whooping and wooing at the bull. And above him is a sign that says cash only. And I just love the thought of people coming in. They're like, do you guys take Apple Pay?
Can I charge these testicles on my Apple Watch?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crappin'.
Just Jack and Will is the ultimate Will and Grace rewatch podcast. Hosted by the iconic duo of Sean Hayes and Eric McCormack, you can relive every hilarious moment of this hit TV show from start to finish. As only two people who were there could tell you, Sean and Eric bring a wealth of behind-the-scenes knowledge, insights, and laughs to each episode. They'll share fun stories, answer fan questions, and bring back cast and crew members who made the show so special. You'll feel like you're watching the show for the first time again. Whether you're a longtime fan or just discovering Will and Grace, Just Jack and Will is the podcast you've been waiting for. Sean and Eric will make you laugh, cry, and everything in between as they relive some of the most memorable moments in TV history. Journey through the iconic sitcom that captured the hearts of millions from around the world. Follow Just Jack and Will wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free on Amazon Music or the Wondery app.
It's commercial.
So Mayor Fred Kondratz is there, and he tells us, our town is famous for having the only George Harrison mural in the world. And I was like, listen, I think you guys need to get something a little bit more, a little less tentative as your claim to fame. Because like that one's a real easy one to lose. Like that one, like
that can't be true. Right?
Hey, like, have you been to England? I guarantee that George Harrison's hometown, there's a George Harrison.
C, are we on C yet? I don't even know what number or letter we're on, but I will say, additionally, it's not a mural. It's like a big blockbuster cutout of George Harrison. It's not a mural on a wall. It's a cardboard cutout of George Harrison. That's what you're famous for? You guys didn't have any blockbusters?
By the way, there's a mural of the Beatles in Hollywood, so... Does that mean that we kind of ruined it for Benton? Or does it have to be like George Harrison, like solo George Harrison mural?
Mayor Fred Kondratz, pathological fucking liar. Can't wait to see where we go from here, Fred, if that's how we're starting out.
Yeah, by the way, also, if this is true, because by the way, I'm doing an image search and I really have not been able to find any George Harrison murals that are just solely George Harrison. But by the way, if that is true... Fuck you, George Harrison hometown. How do you not have a mural up of like your star?
Yeah, that's true. And also, who did he fuck in Benton to get a mural? Like,
yeah, why Benton? Someone? Why is this where the George Harrison mural is?
What did Ringo do to piss off Benton, you know? So then we go back to the Patels, the motel owners, and he's like, so we got a sewer plant back out in the back, and in the summertime, it really smells like dog shit. And we get a close-up of that. It's like a big cement swimming pool full of poop. So that's really nice. Yep. And we find out that's why it's called Crappy Lake. Is that why?
No, it's not called that because there's an actual lake, as seen behind me, obviously, because I'm there. There's an actual lake called Rend Lake that they call Crappy Lake because crappy is a type of fish. And so, but it's actually pronounced crappie, like crappie. It's actually pronounced the way Luann would say crappy. Oh, look at those crappies. So, but what's funny to me is that like, it's called Rend Lake, but they call it Crappy Lake. But if you think about it, Rend, when I think of the name Rend, or not name, but the word Rend, I think of like rendering fat out of something. So, like, really naming issues all over this place.
Yeah, it's a stretch, but also I think they tricked us on purpose because they showed the sewage thing and then they cut right to the lake gushing because it wasn't just like the lake being placid. It was like the lake gushing out on something. So you're like, oh, the sewage goes into the lake, you know?
Probably does.
It's disgusting. So welcome to Crappy Lake, everybody. Yay, we get the little opening. And then we go to Benton City Council meeting. Mayor Fred is like, I pledge allegiance to the flag of Canada States. I was like, you fucking pathological liar, Fred. You can't even get through the Pledge of Allegiance without lying. He's like, I'd like to pledge allegiance to the George Harrison, only George Harrison mural in America. Yeah. Fred.
So then someone named May is like, I would like with great pleasure to introduce a guest that we have here tonight. He's the former Benton Ranger and he was a track star before he moved out to crazy Los Angeles and became soft, Mr. Russell J. So Russell
J. Now let's hope he doesn't come back and try and bring the same laws that he voted for there here.
So Russell J. Staglick enters, TV producer, former Bentonian, and he is there, and he's like, well, I'm a former track star, but now I have a dad bod.
And they're like, ha, 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 that fella's gay. Are you sure he's from here? There's no way that guy is from here. It's like, hi, everybody. Not going to wait for my intro to finish. I have a dad bod now. Get it? Great. Okay. We all get along. We've all got dad bods.
They're like, well, what other kind of body would I have? You're like, I'm a dad.
So he's like, I'm a reality television producer. I have produced thousands of hours and created many television shows. Remember CT from The Challenge? I created him. So my mother lives here. My twin brother lives here. And they were telling me that this town was really, really affected by COVID. And then we meet Brooke
Craig. Can I just say that we get shots of this town being affected by COVID? Don't blame COVID on everything, okay? Because this town was affected first. it's been affected by a lot of things. It was not just COVID, okay? They show like health food store shuttered. I was like, really? Who's going to the health food store?
Their Neiman Marcus was just about to open.
That was rude. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm really not. Why am I saying that? Okay, guess what I'm doing right now? I'm going to IMDb to look up Russell J. Staglick. First of all, Staglick, that is a hot name, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
It sort of speaks of bestiality a little bit.
Well, but like, you know, you also call like a stud, like someone who's really hot. Yeah. I'm not saying like actual stag, okay? Don't make me into a total weirdo perv. Okay, he also produced some Bling Empire, New York, House of Creators. Those are his only previous two. Wait a minute.
But he's worked on like a ton of Buna Murray productions.
I guess this is like where he's executive producer. He's listed
as executive. I actually feel like I vaguely remember him from when TVgasm was owned by Buna Murray and when we were blogging full-time over there. I seem to remember Russell J. from like literally 15 or 17 years ago, but I could be wrong, so don't quote me on that.
So that's him. So he comes in and people are kind of laughing at him, and we get a shot of Brooke Craig, city clerk, and I wrote blonde hair, the bangs, the acid wash jean jacket. God bless Brooke.
She's very happy to be. She's just happy that Russell is back and they can like fire up their VHS copy of Impromptu and like laugh about Judy Davis playing Chopin or something like that.
She's been saving that denim jean jacket. She's been saving it.
They're going to be watching Dirty Dancing, all the movies that they watched during high school.
She's going to be like, let's do some shots. And he's going to be like, are you holding my hand? She's like, I'm sorry. Did my hand end up there? It's like, Brooke.
Brooke, don't try. She's like, I always felt like I had a chance with him. I know I could turn him back.
We're not going back down this road, Brooke. Okay. This is the road I ran down to get out of this town. Okay. I'm not running back down the same road, Brooke. So she's like, what? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go.
No.
Well, you're going to say the same thing I'm going to say, so I want you to say it.
Russell J. and I went to high school together. I thought Russell would be able to get somebody to come into town because of all the celebrities he knows from doing the show. What do you think is going to happen if you get famous people? So you're going to have more famous people going,
oh, the health food store closed. Well, that one never had a chance, let's be honest.
By the way, we all agree this show does not make sense, right? Like, we're going to
literally no sense.
We're going to send two reality stars to a town and save it because it's going to have exposure. Like, all of a sudden, American Airlines is going to open up a route to Benton, Illinois, and the people are going to come flying in.
I'm and they sure literally open the description of the show with the cut of the sewage plant straight into the lake is what they made it look like. So, the show doesn't really make any sense.
It doesn't. I think that it was just like, it was a fun pitch. Like, what if we take something in the spirit of Schitt's Creek with the people who made The Simple Life and put Luann and Sonia in it because they're not doing anything and people are mad at us because we've recast Roni. Great, let's do it. It doesn't have to make sense. We'll just do it.
And I like this show the way it is. I don't need them to change it or anything. But I think that the original pitch was probably... what's his name? Jay? Russell Jay. I think it was probably Russell Jay marching in there and going, listen... I am from this shit little town, and I have a twin brother who's still there. And this would be great. It would be like big business, but for real. One twin in the country, one twin in the city. I come back, mock him relentlessly for not even being able to keep a health food store open. It's going to be amazing. And they're like, no, you're not famous. And he's like, damn it, I did Bling Empire. And they're like, no.
Yeah, this is nothing makes sense on this show, but we just go with it. So,
but I need Russell J's twin on the show immediately. Thank you.
Yeah, we need to see the twin.
Request.
Okay. So, basically, yeah, Brooke is really hoping that Russell can save the town by bringing two reality stars that were fired. So,
also that do nothing but ask for things. They literally do nothing but ask for the town to spend more money. Okay. The whole point is the town is broke. And they're like, let's do a fundraiser for the town where we'll invite all the town to give us money. I'm like,
I know.
You're asking for it's like going to an underpass and asking the people in the tents for $20. That's not how this works.
That's how Luann and Sonia work, though. Literally, perhaps. Yeah. So Luann's like, she's like, well, you know, Sonia and I have done a lot of charitable things together. I mean, I'm even wearing a Sonia Morgan dress right now. And then we cut back to Russell, and he's like, so everyone, we do have two celebrities coming into town. I can't say who they are yet, but if the words Fast and Furious get you excited, then just know that no one from that franchise will be here.
Neither one of them are Fast nor Furious, but they are coming constantly. Apparently, or they're very upset. But they do come from very small towns and humble beginnings. Clint Eastwood? No, it's not Clint Eastwood. Hulk Hogan? No, it's not Hulk Hogan. Tony the Tiger? No, it's not Tony the Tiger. That's not a real person. They're from a premium cable channel, not available in the city yet. So just go with me on this. Okay, stop asking questions. God damn it. I made a dad potty joke.
Anyone from The Expendables? No. Well, actually, let me think about it. One of them may have been in that. No. No one from The Expendables.
That is what our friend group called Brooklyn High School.
Fast and Furious is also how we describe the way she cuts her own hair.
Now, if you want to take these celebrities to do an activity like... fishing, go ahead and go up to him and show him all the great things. Like, that's all you could come up with. You guys don't have a roller skating, you don't have a bowling, nothing. You guys don't have anything here. Come on.
The whole idea of this is that, like, Luann and Sonia are kind of just like freelance robots, and if you need them for a task, you just like put a quarter in them and they come and follow you and do it with you.
Listen, I want you to show them everything this great community has to offer. Judd, not your penis. Put your penis away, Judd. If Clint Eastwood is going to get my dick, that's what he's going to get. Judd, put your penis away, Judd.
We want listen, these are two VIPs, and we want to show them the best of what Benton has to offer. Linda, no, that does not include your cheer squad. Okay, earn some trophies first.
Linda, you're really only here to cheer for the volleyball team. Okay, please don't talk.
How many times do we have to tell you, Linda, cheer squads for volleyball are not a thing, okay?
And then we get the real bitter guy of the series, Craig Miller. The sewer plant guy. He's the guy who works at the sewer plant, in case you couldn't guess. By the way, no one speaks like their country, like I'm speaking.
I know. They all are from Illinois, and we're like,
I know.
Hi there.
And I apologize, but it's just what's coming out. So he's like, I work over at the sewer plant, and I got plenty of projects that need doing. I got sewer tanks that need cleaning out. And then he like does this in ellipses. He does an ellipses with a pshaw, but then he doesn't add anything to it. And they keep the camera on him to give him an opportunity. He just wants the sewer cleaned. That's all he wants. The sewer tank's cleaned.
Yeah. And he goes, if they think they're coming on vacation, it's not going to happen. I'm like, well, great way to promote Benton as a tourist destination. You think you're coming here on vacation? No, sirree.
There is no vacation in Benton. They're like, oh, yeah, let's keep that. Let's keep that in the footage.
That's a good, let's put that next to the George Harrison mural.
Oh, you know what we should put next to that slogan? A picture of Craig the sewer guy holding a dead duck upside down by its feet to figure out what killed it in the sewage water. Because that's what he's like holding a duck upside
down. I forgot about that. He was doing that. I just watched like, huh, there's a dead duck. So then Luann and Sonia, they're hugging at they've arrived at their private plane in New York. And Luann's like, well, we both got a call from Russell J. I was like, who the hell is this? Do you want an autograph? Fine. And they said, no, I'm a producer. I said, oh, yes, of course. And he said, I want Luann and Sonia, like Laverne and Shirley. And I said, I don't know who those bitches are, but sure, we're unemployed. We'll do whatever you need, as long as it's on camera.
You know, he went to every housewife in America and was like, I want Laverne and Shirley. Jacqueline and Teresa. I want Laverne and Shirley. Candy and Portia. Because every freaking housewife show, there is somebody who claims to be Laverne and Shirley.
Or Lucy and Ethel.
Or Lucy and Ethel. Or Thelma and Louise, which we also get later in this episode. We get a twofer in this one.
Yes.
So,
Sonia's like,
oh, yeah, well, you know, we have great imaginations. We're very creative people.
Yeah, we're always in the moment. And Luann's like, yeah, and we could do cabaret with them. Just what every small town yearns for. Group cabaret. I'm like, what actually is everyone? I don't think anyone really knows what they're supposed to be doing on this show. Like, they're sort of like going to do like a benefit or I don't know. They're supposed to go fishing, but also going to do a performance.
Well, at first I was cracking up because they're loading their stuff onto a private plane. And I was like, I love that this show is pretending that Luann and Sonia aren't like literally two steps from living this lifestyle. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like, they're pretending that they're these like really rich people, which we all know is a bunch of bullshit. These two don't have $5 to rub together between the two of them. And they're getting on this little private plane. And I was like, oh, they're acting like they're fancy. But it turns out they don't have planes that go to this place, right? So they have to take this little prop plane. And they're using plastic champagne glasses. And Luz doesn't even have a bottom on it. It's like, I'm literally scared for these two now.
So, yeah, so now they're on this private plane. And Sonia's like, well, Luann and I have known each other for so long. I mean, it's just been wonderful. And Luann's like, yes, well, she's the yang to my ying or the ying to my whatever, the beret to my cabba, whatever you want to call it.
She's
you
the know, yang the, to my clang, the clang to my clang, the clang to the clang to the clang goes the trolley.
She's the V to my chic Selah. And Sonia's like, I mean, we have so many things in common. I mean, God, we've all fucked half of Manhattan together for crying out loud. Luann's like, yes, and we both love to perform. I mean, I'm the one who actually sells tickets. But between Sonia and I, there's no jealousy. We never fight. Well, I guess we've had a few moments in the past.
When we see some Tom stuff. By the way, newsflash, what you have in common is alcoholism. And let's stop pretending it's anything different. So then we see clips of them fighting.
You've both been
over
yelled
Tom.
At by Bethany Frankel.
Yes, you've all been called stupid whores by Bethany Frankel.
You've been brutalized by Ramona Singer.
We see a clip of Sonia going, the wind's been fucking my guy. Oh, really? I'm really getting sick of you. Now you're pissing me off. Get off your fucking eye, horse.
I'm on a camel. Thank you very much. Whoa. Oh.
So then Sonia's like, we both know what a good friend is. No matter how busy we are with the big lights and the big city. I'm like, Sonia, you still don't have hot water. Why are we pretending you're not bringing in bottled water by the gallon from the dollar store to take baths in?
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, this motel they go to is only the second worst house that we see this entire episode whenever we go and look at the townhome. So then, people are now we're talking to more people in the town, and people are afraid that Luann and Sonia are going to be snobby, which they will be. And then Shane Cockrum, who has a great name for porn.
There it is. Shane Cockrum. We've got a stag lick and a Cockrum.
I know, maybe that's the twin. He's the Benton fire chief, and he's like, you know, small town people don't necessarily like change. I was like, oh, well, I never knew that before. Thanks for
But they get out. A lot of it because all we really take here is cash. So
we don't do Apple Pay. That's for pansies out in Los Angeles.
You can pay with apples, though. You got enough.
You can. Granny Smith, preferably.
So then Luann, it's like, oh my God, you've got sweaty palms, Sonia. And she's like, oh, it's actually just the stuff that I have to put under my tits after I got the lipo right under there. Phew. She's like, gross, Sonia, Jesus. So then we go back to the airport manager, Matthew, who's very upset that celebrities are coming to town. And now he's got fucking Brooke over there. And Brooke's like, no, we need a proper red carpet. And he's like, no, what about maroon? Because maroon stands for Benton. I was like, I know. What maroon stands for Benton? That is the rollout carpet from the middle of your airport, sir.
Okay. I know, it was like a rectangle, a wide rectangle. It was not appropriate. So Brooke, of course, she unfurls her red carpet because she's like, I went to Party Suburbs for this, okay? Because not close enough proper. To Party City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Party Suburbs. Party cul-de-sac.
Yeah, and this is the fine one. And so hers is like a proper red carpet that she had unfurled. So the airport manager is clearly like so mad that like Benton Maroon is not being represented in this moment.
Benton Maroon, I'm so sure. So then the plane starts landing and Luann's like, oh my God, thank God for this fan. I feel like I'm a clam bake and I'm at a clam bake and I'm the clam.
You're not the only one whose clam is bacon. Thank God I've got 4 pairs of underwear in my purse.
So now we go back down to land and the mayor is talking to some local girls and he goes, so what celebrities you guys think are coming? So one girl's like, Kim Kardashian. And another lady goes, I'm hoping for Vin Diesel.
And then we cut to Taylor Kearney, who's got a mullet, and he is listed as a car salesman / singer-songwriter. And he goes, Jessica Alba for sure.
I think that's probably the best guess, actually. I think Jessica Alba would be a really... I mean, I feel like she would be... Like, I can imagine Jessica Alba doing this. Just someone going to Jessica Alba and pitching it to her. And she'd be like, you know what? I think I will do that.
I think for the one with the biggest dreams in the town, Taylor has the most grounded guess.
Yeah.
Which is Jessica Alba.
Yeah, because if someone says, we're bringing in a celebrity to save this town, I feel like, okay, it's got to be someone really famous... Because they said it's a celebrity. So I'm already not thinking anyone on Bravo. I'm not thinking any Real Housewife. And I'm thinking it's someone famous, but not like someone who is currently on any projects or in any franchises. So I think that's like Jessica Alba, you know, and then she can stock the shelves with all her like Honest Tea or whatever. Isn't that her brand? The Honest Company or something?
She can put
all that stuff on the shelves.
I don't give her a lot of my mind, Jessica
Alba. Wow. Wow. Staggering statements.
I don't remember what she's from. She's from a sci-fi show, right?
Like it was like Dark Angel or something like that. Angel. And then she was in various TV. She was in the Fantastic Four or something like that.
Hmm. So then we go to a plane. I'm totally star-saving Jessica Alba. I know she's hot. I remember that.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Okay, so they asked us to circle the runway a bit. And Sonia's like, wait a second, is everything good, Cap? Because
she calls him Jim. Memories. She goes, is everything good, Jim? And it cuts to him. It has a caption that says Gene, comma, not Jim. She goes, yeah, no, it's fine. There's livestock.
There's livestock on the runway. Because you know this has happened to Sonia a lot, where she's like, are we okay? It's like bad memories of Sonia pooping in her diapers on the jitney. So she's like, well, where's the stewardess? Where are the instructions on how to float these seats? And Luann's like, there's no stewardess. There's livestock on the runway. You really think that's going to be someone handing out peanuts?
I mean, livestock on the runway. This is a first for me. I mean, not that there's livestock on the runway, but that we're not just plowing right into them. Get off my runway. Cabaret star coming through. Survival of the fittest, goats.
They're literally goats on the runway. They're so cute. So the town gathers and they're cheering. They don't know why, but they're cheering and they've all made signs that are like, hi, celebrity. It's all spelled wrong. Hello, celebrity.
I love the Honest Company. It's just the one guy, Taylor. And yeah, they're excited for like Vin Diesel or Kim Kardashian or Jessica Alba. And then the plane lands and Luann's watching at the window. She's like, wait a second. There's a lot of people here. What's going on? And Sonia's like, who are these people? Luann goes, it's a demonstration, I think. Quickly, turn the plane around before this turns into a total PR nightmare.
They're demonstrating. All right, MACA, Make America Cabaret Again. We're on the same side, the side of music.
We're all in our bubbles, and our bubbles could be in a saxophone right now. Let's get some cabaret going. I don't know what I'm saying. The heat is getting to my head.
Listen, we can relate. Sonia keeps plenty of important documents in her bathtub, don't you, Son?
So then Luann realizes that this is not a political demonstration, that people are waving. She's like, oh my God, they're waving at us. This is amazing. Now, why is that one saying, we love you, Vin? Who is Vin? Is that you, Sonia?
And Sonia's like, oh my God, I'm going to be sick. And the signs are like, welcome to our small town. And I was like, well, that's, you know, that's a pretty good generic sign. You don't know who you're going to say. So you're like, here's who we are, a small town. Hello, my name is Small Town.
Linda, could you please put down that sign? You're not even holding it right. Now, this is why we can't win a championship in cheer. She's holding the sign upside down.
Linda's like, I'm going to do a cheer for you. Hey, okay. That was a volleyball, Linda. You goddamn idiot.
Linda, your sign says bring it in. It's supposed to say bring it on. God, I have to teach her so much.
Brought it off. Come on, Linda. So Mayor Fred's like, hi, I'm Mayor Fred. Welcome to our small town.
She's like, oh, let me guess. You're the one who made the sign that says, welcome to our small town.
Sure did. Okay, let's hug. So Sonia hugs him. And Luann goes, thank you for coming to meet us. I thought there was rioting.
I saw all these people and I thought, duck and cover, incoming Molotov cocktails. But it was just people coming in to witness a cabaret star. I should have known. This is so funny. How adorable you are, all you cute little small town people. Hello there.
And then we get a clip of this lady whose name is Kristen. And Kristen is like the classiest woman in town. She's like really pretty. She's wearing a beautiful butterfly dress. She looks like I'm going to either kill these women or take their lives or both. And she runs the local cafe, Bloom.
Yeah. And she's like, we had heard rumors of who would be on the plane. And we were delighted when Sonia and Luann walked off that plane. We were so delighted. I mean, first we had to say, now, who are these people again? And then we found out who they were. And when I said, okay, let me go Google them. And I Googled them. And I was like, really? These are our celebrities? And they said, yes. I was like, oh, okay. But then they said they'd be coming to my cafe, and I thought, I could use some extra sales. So we've just been so excited.
So then one lady is so excited. Like, most of them are like, who the fuck are these people? But one lady is, like, so thrilled that they're here, right? And she's like, oh, my God, Luann, I'm watching every episode. Oh, my God.
And it's like, oh, hello. How sweet of you, you sweet, normal, turkey-necked woman. God bless you. And she's like,
do you have to go to the bathroom? You know, Lou, she needs to use the loo.
Yes, this is true. I do need to use the little ladies' room so you all can go back to doing whatever it is you do, opening up cans of beans and playing banjos. We'll see you later.
And Bitter Sewer Craig is like, spoiled rich girls from New York City. This is going to be a long 5 weeks. I'm like, dude, you work in the sewer. Is there a short week for you? Is there a day that you're ever like, whew, that went by quickly?
5 weeks is a very long time, I feel like, to be displaced in some place like Benton. I'm sorry. No offense to the Bentonites, but like, that's a long time for this gig. I thought they were going to be there for 2 weeks. I mean, the ultimate girls trip vacations are like 7 days, and they're stuck in this town for 5 weeks. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. But it's only two people to rely on, too, you know? And you know Sonia's only going to go out there a couple hours a day. She's not shooting more than that.
Yeah.
Or the Luann, really. I feel like they're both in bed a lot.
They are probably flying back to New York, like, every other day. So, let's be honest. So, Mayor Fred is like, well, I got a list of things to do. And Russell's there, and he goes, he's like, ladies, please don't let me down. This is my hometown, and they're already angry at me. My twin brother's already angry at me that I moved out to Los Angeles. So please, please make me look good.
And they meet, of course, Brooke, because Brooke's got like access because she's friends with the gay. You know, she's friends with the, it's like finally pays off to be friends with the town's gay. She gets everything. I picked that red carpet. So then Kathy Ann from City Finance, she's the city finance commissioner. She's like, I'm so excited they're here. They are beautiful. But I thought, wow, did they have a rude awakening? God, what a time for the health store closed. The health food store closed. Yeah, right?
Terrible timing for that. So now they go out. They're going to go to their car. Luann's like, Mayor, Mayor, where's the car? I need to get my, do you have Uber here? I need my vehicle. And so then the mayor's like, oh, the car's the one there with the open door policy? Yeah, it doubles as our insurance car for the town. Just go on right in there. Oh, the white one? Oh, okay, well, I guess when they say black car, when you order a black car, and not normally white, but I guess that might be a big town, little town difference.
And it's, am I right? It's a white car with, like, bars on the front, you know, like, for when you hit deer or something in the road, and you, like, want to move them out of the way instead of run them over. I don't know what they're called, like crash bars. Like
a deer catcher.
Yeah, they've got, it's a white car with that, and it says the Benton Airport. And so she's pissed. And so Mr. Patel, the motel owner, comes over just shit-faced already. I mean, this guy is, like, ready for it. He's, like, carrying a strawberry margarita. And he's like, hello, ladies. You're going to be staying with the Patels. And so he goes, so you're the hotel owner? What's the official name of the hotel? He's like, the Benton Motel. And she goes, oh, that is smart marketing.
Bethany parachutes in. No, it's not. I already came up with a bad motel. This is Cheetah Brand Motel. So Luann's like, they're driving, and she's like, so do we think the air conditioner works? Mayor, I have a question for you. Does this air conditioning work in the car? And the mayor's like, well, it was operating yesterday. She's like, really? He's like, I'm just begging for forgiveness. Oh, my God. Son, Senorita, we have a big problem. There's no air conditioning in the car. How's my singing voice supposed to perform under these conditions?
How's that even possible? It's a car from 1985. I mean, we had AC in 1985, didn't we?
Yeah, she's like, it's an 85. Luann goes, we're going to die.
Sonia recognizes the make and model of the car from 1985. It's like, it's an 85.
She goes, who left the fuck in this town to get a car?
And people laugh, not knowing that she's, like, literally serious. She will fuck her way into a car, you know. And Luann's like, what's plan B? She's like, I don't know. I haven't had to take that for a while.
Anybody hear that? No worries with me.
So Luann is actually driving. I thought that they were being picked up, but Luann's actually driving this car. And she's like, oh, my God. It is so hot in here. She's like, fully divaing out. And Sonia's like, well, you know, I carry in my bag at all times several pairs of underwear, and this is a three-panty day already.
So the mayor's in there with them, and he's like, okay, well, here we are at Town Square in Benton. And Luann's like, okay, do I got to turn around? Okay, I'll turn around.
Wait a minute, is this the whole town? This is the whole town here? He's like, make a right. No, in the middle. No, the right right, the middle right.
It's like, well, which way is it?
And so Sonia's like, well, this is all, they arrive at the motel, and Sonia's like, well, this is all vintage chic right here. I mean, so I really love that you have some real potential here, sort of like high low. I mean, mainly low, like it's a high end of the low end, mainly just like very, very low, but I love it.
What potential? And then it cuts to a dented gutter drain in the mud. And she's like, well, I do stay at places like this in Palm Springs. I stay in these kinds of hotels. And he points at like a rusted, what are those, wind vanes? A weather vane?
Like a weather vane?
Yeah. It's like an old, you guys, I can't believe I knew that. It's an old rusty weather vane. And she's like, the roof looks solid. Roof looks solid.
Looks great. Looks like it only has about 4 to 5 leaks. So Luann picks room number 22 because it's my daughter's favorite number. Or so I imagine. I haven't talked to her in 5 years. And then Sonia's like, I'll pick 21 because I feel like I'm 21. Also, I'm hoping I can fuck 21 guys before this show's over.
The mayor, by the way, is wearing Sonia's big straw hat by now, which is really funny. So they check out their rooms. They're hideous, of course. It's like moths, double beds, fly sounds. You know?
Yes.
And Luann's like, well, I think it needs a little love and attention. That's what I think.
No closet. Lou's going to pass out in here.
She's like, I know. I think I saw this in a movie. I mean, look at the walls. This used to be a jail or something. I love the like teeny, like the adorable little town jail that's the size of a motel.
So then we see Sonia's room. It's also terrible, but she has a candle in hers. And so Luann's instantly jealous. She's like, how come I didn't get a candle? And he goes, they just gave me a candle because someone died in here.
The motel owner is right there. He's like chuckling. He's like, yeah, true story. Luann's, well, I like your refrigerator better. I demand to speak to the manager. So Sonia's like, well, I'm not going to blur it out, WTF, because that's what I'm thinking. And I don't care if it's a 5-star motel. Or a 5-star hotel. I just want a tub. And if you know me, I love a bath.
Yeah. So you see clips of her taking very cold baths, you know? And then she pops a stitch on her lipo because they have to load their own boxes into a truck. Luann has sent clothes to herself because she has to have costumes for every day. So she's sent like 5 weeks worth of clothes in boxes and there's no one to help them. And I love that Patel's like, no, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm like 5 daiquiris in. Okay, have he's fun. Like,
you have filled up my entire manager's office with these boxes for like 3 days. I am not going to touch them again. She's like, well, I mean, here we are with boxes of clothes and no help. There's not even a doorman and there's certainly no valet parking. That's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to imagine that they wanted Ramona on the show at some point, right? Like, because this is like the biggest Ramona trap. Like, Ramona would have lost her mind.
Yes, Ramona wouldn't have been cool about it like they are. They're both pretty cool. You know, Ramona would have fucking freaked out. So this is Ben's favorite kind of scene where it sounds like someone's having sex, but it turns out to be working out. It's a housewife's trope. Ben loves it. So it's that, but it's Luann doing her workout. And I like that she's doing a prison workout, you know? She's like, well, there's not going to be a gym here, so.
She's doing the Bette Midler and Ruthless People workout. Stuck in.
Yeah.
In Helen Slater's basement, lifting paint cans.
Yeah,
so, paint cans. So Luann is, so then she's like she's like knocking on Sonia's door and Sonia's like trying to sleep and very upset that Luann's always up early. And Luann's saying, well, I'm trying to get settled in, but there's no room for anything in here because the closet is so small, I can't fit anything. I mean, the clothes can hang out here until, I mean, you know what I need? You know what I need? Bins. Bins to put in drawers. This is how you get ahead in cabaret. You think about things like bins. It's called anticipation, am I right? Now, where the hell do you get bins around here?
Then we get Sonia in her room. There's just shit everywhere. I mean, it's a disaster in there. She's like, but I'm organized because the same feng shui and the astrology of the room, the numerology of the room, everything's working for me and I can find everything. But it's intercut with her not being able to find one fucking thing. And then we go to see the mayor at City Hall where Brooke is waiting, her favorite denim jacket. She's like, oh my God, hi, it's me, Brooke. Remember from yesterday?
Luann's oh, like, good. Oh. Bin. I finally found one. No, it's me, Brooke. Are you sure you're not a bin? Double check. Can I put clothes in you, Brooke?
She's just throwing scarves onto Brooke. Statement necklaces onto Brooke. Yes, well, we do remember meeting you, Rick. She's like, Brooke? Yes, Rick. Fine. Brooke's like, we are such huge fans. I know. So, Mayor Fred. He's like, well, great to have you girls here. Hope you rested well at Hotel Benton. And Luann's like, yes, well, tetanus is more relaxing than I thought it would be. I have to give it credit for that.
And Sonia is, and so he's like, well, you know, it's a friendly town and we're really glad we have you here for the summer. And I've got a list of things you need to do in town. Okay. First and foremost, open up a health food store. Second of all, there's a crime that we haven't solved in about 40 years. Could you guys get to the bottom of that? Third, Nancy, can you break the news to her that she's just really not cutting it as our cheer coach for the town? That's really all we need you to do.
But seriously, guys, he's like, guys, one of the things as the mayor that I would love for you to do is build a park for underprivileged. What? Build a park? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Do you want these children to have legs? You want them? You want Sonia Morgan to build a slide for children to slide down? This is going to be a town full of people with perpendicular joints.
Underprivileged, could you be more specific? The only thing you have to do here is eat testicles and go fishing. You're all underprivileged. How big is this park going to be?
So Luann goes, park for the kids. Okay, got it. Okay, so cabaret performance for the children. okay, can we put Brooke into there so that way people can throw their old clothes on her, you know, donate to the poor.
We're not afraid to get our hands dirty or our panties. I've got 6 more pairs in my purse.
He's like, well, we want Christmas in July. Make it bigger and better than regular Christmas. Also, we want you to increase tourism, make appearances, chat with people, hand people things.
I know. Okay, well, here, do you have something I can put onto Brooke's head? I would love to balance something in that giant noggin of hers.
Also, I'm big in animal rescue, so we want you to bathe the animals, rescue the animals, play with the animals, scour the animals' cages. And she's like, well, we would love to help with that. We support ASPCA. I mean, mostly we did that to get Sonia neutered because she didn't have the funds, really, when the time came. But we do have an in.
Funny story, I really had no interest in the ASPCA, but I was trying to get my singing career going, and I registered my music with the ASPCA instead of ASCAP. It's a hilarious story, but anyway, here we are.
Now, just to warn you, I did protest PETA for years because I thought it was a kind of a bread. But once I found it was actually an animal organization with lots of well-meaning gays, I was back in.
Rumor has it they do want me to replace Sarah McLachlan on their commercials. I've already been warming up. I will remember. Line. You.
And Sonia's like, well, I did eat dog food growing up, but it's probably not a good idea.
Which are the lines from the show and which are the ones that we are making up?
That's always like, the danger in this show, you know? They're just like so them.
I did eat dog food. So then Fred is like, well, all right, I'm just going to process that for one moment. Let's see if Brooke can... Okay, Brooke's still smiling, so I think that was supposed to be a joke. Okay, so I want you to put together an end-of-the-summer performance. And Luann's like, well, that we can totally do. I mean, it's right up our alley. We can just have Brooke bend over, we'll paint some piano keys on her back, and pretend we're Billy Joel at the keys.
And Sonia's like, yeah, let's get some cash flowing into this town. Let's be honest, we're not going to spend 5 weeks here luxuriating by a pool. There isn't one.
Yeah, Luann's like, there is none. That settles that problem. You know, you know which pool you luxuriate around here? A sewer pool.
So Sonia's like, thanks, Mayor. Good meeting. You look gorgeous. Have you gotten work done between the time this meeting began and the time it's ending? Sonia, you're talking to a cardboard cutout of the mayor.
I know. From like 20 years ago when he first was elected into office. So now we get the coal miner, Philip. And he's like, what do we do for fun? I go fishing. Yeah. Crop Lake is real good for fishing. Yeah. So take them to fishing? Probably not. They're from Beverly Hills and famous. I don't know if they'd like fishing or anything. And you know that like when Luann and Sonia were watching this back, they were so happy. Oh, he thinks I'm from Beverly Hills. Wow. And famous too? This show is dynamite.
Own it, baby. So Luann goes to Sonia's room and she tells a story that she called her mother to tell her that she's going to go catfish hunting. And then she does her mom's accent. And she's saying like, well, why don't you, what you doing now with the catfish in there? That isn't good for the eating.
Isn't that hilarious? She has a French-Canadian accent. Can you believe it, girls? She's from Quebec.
Talk about needing a fundraiser. I'm building a park for my mother. So Sonia is like, well, Russell said the best thing to do here is go noodling. Do you know what that is? Noodling. He says that people pay to go noodling here.
And I thought it was we get nude with Lin-Manuel Miranda, so I totally misinterpreted that. That's why I signed up for this stupid show. Noodling.
And Luann's like, well, are we going noodling or hogging? She goes, what's hogging? What's a noodle got to do with a hog? And what does noodling or hogging have to do with the catfish?
Well, I don't know, because I'm no fishing expert. I'll tell you that much.
All I know is that I'm currently in literal hell. So they get to a crappy lake, and there's two pool noodles just like in the driveway, just lying there. And she's like, oh, it's the noodles. We're figuring it all out. The mystery is becoming clear. And then Sonia's like, oh, hold on 1 second. I have to do a gas thing. Hold on. And she just farts.
Well, at least it wasn't diarrhea that time. I never know what's coming.
Like, Jesus. So then we see Whitney Richardson, noodler. Noodler expert.
That's her official title, noodler.
Yeah. She's like, you guys excited? And then Jason Miles, noodling skipper. Now there's one. That's a new below deck. Below deck, noodling.
Yeah. He's like, so we're going to go out. We're going to find a hole and we're going to see if there's fish there. Oh, it sounds like my sex life. And if there is, we're going to go down. Yep, same thing. And put our gloves on. Yep, right on the money there. And going to try to pry out that fish. It's getting more abstract now, but overall, A+.
Do they actually burrow? Do they actually burrow in holes?
So that's, please not go over my high school history here, Luann. Okay? I've said enough.
So the way that noodling works is that the catfish are in holes laying eggs, and then you're supposed to basically stick your finger in there so they get annoyed, and they're going to bite your finger, and then it's like, ha, you bit my finger, but now I've got your jaw. And then you pull out the catfish while it's laying its poor eggs. This is on the heels of Luann being, oh, I love working with the ASPCA. Now, excuse me while I go pry some fish from their, while they try to give birth and have spawn.
This is horrifying. I didn't know this is how you caught these fish.
I don't think that's how you generally catch catfish, but I think this is how they catch catfish.
This is fucking crazy. So they're both in the water. They both get right in. They're going to do it. And so he's like, okay, so what you have to do, I'm going to find the hole with my foot, and then you guys crawl down my leg to the fish, right? And Sonya's like, which leg? Your first leg, your second leg, or your third leg?
Also, why isn't the fish biting his toe?
Yeah, that's true. Work? I guess he's not. I guess he's finding the rim. I don't know. I don't want to get.
He must have like a very unintimidating toe.
And one guy, they're like, "But wait, does it hurt when they bite your finger?" And one guy is missing a finger, and he lifts his hand. And he's like, "Only hurts the first time, honey." They're like, "Ew."
I'm like, I would be like, no way. I am keeping my fingers, not for some stupid reality show. I have to go. Like, I'm not here to try to like deep throat a freaking catfish. Okay. So, or I guess have the catfish deep throat my finger. I guess that'd be either way. So Luann's like, I mean, apparently noodling is fishing with your hands and your arm becomes the fishing pole. It sounds disgusting, but I have to say, Tom was into that sort of thing. So what do I know?
And Luann goes right down and comes up with a damn catfish wrapped around her hand. I was so impressed.
Well, also, I was
impressed, but not surprised, if that makes any sense.
I was, right? She just went down and she was like, ha, it knows my music.
All I had to do was hum a little bit under the water and it wanted me to shut up so badly that it tried to bite my face off.
We got the catfish. I also like,
well, it, girls, we got the sewage plant.
I also really like the way that Luann like got into the water. She basically sat on the edge of the boat and like acted as if she was scuba diving. She just flopped back, and then Sony just like clambers off and just belly flops into the river.
So they're out, and Luann's like, wow, can you believe it? I got a catfish. Can you believe it? And Sony's like, wow, you can cross that off the bucket list. It knew my music.
Well, I've gotten a catfish many times before. It's like the time I was dating John Kennedy for 3 months, and then I found out he had died 20 years earlier. Talk about catfishing.
So do I have any black under my eyes? Does it even matter? I mean, where are we? In Benson, Illinois?
And the producer's like, well, you look like you just came out of a lake, but prettier than that. I guess I don't really know how to say it well. She goes, I look freshly fucked. That's how I look. Freshly fucked.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's the final line. Yeah. So it's like all the class that you would expect, and wait until next time, because next time they go out and they get some.
I'm excited. I haven't seen the second episode yet. I just watched the first one, but yeah, fun times. I think that these shows are kind of hard to pull off, but you know, like Luann and Sonya are like, they're just like really funny to watch at all times. So yeah, you know, I'm happy that around my TV.
How many of these we're going to do, but this sure was a good time. You have to at least do the first. And no matter how many we actually recap, you have to watch the show. The shit is very, very funny. They did a great job. And it is great having them back on TV.
Yeah, it is great. I'm glad that people are enjoying it so much. Yeah. So anyway, thank you all for being here. Thank you all for listening. And yeah, we'll be back later this week with just more recaps. Tons of Below Deck. and all that stuff. So catch us on the catch us on YouTube, catch us on Patreon, catch us just on your podcast player. Bye, everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie, she's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.